So now we've looked at the good and the better approaches to delegating and hiring creative professionals, but today we finally get to the absolute best approach to hiring a creative at your church. I'm your host, Luke Clayton, and welcome to Church Media HQ. Now, this episode is brought to you by our all-new Forever Free Memberships from Church Media HQ. You know, most of designers and creative freelancers out there, they require you to pay upfront to even before they even begin to work on a project. Well, here at Church Media HQ, we're no longer doing that. You no longer have to pay upfront, which means that you can send requests for new designs and even get started on something like a new website at no upfront cost to you. It's very, very simple process. I mean, literally just takes like less than a minute. You just send your requirements and then our team delivers you some designs and some concepts, and you're only gonna pay if you like what you see. And this is just one of the many features available through our Forever Free plan, which is available to sign up now at churchmediahq.com. So now, if you ever had that barrier of cost before, you know, you say, hey, I wanted to do a design, I wanted to start a new website or something. Well, now that barrier, we've taken that away because you can start your next creative project for free today at churchmediahq.com. That's churchmediahq.com. Welcome to your weekly coaching session that teaches you a new concept, provides some creative insight, and maybe even helps you avoid a mistake, all so that you can achieve excellence in your media and marketing. If you are finding this content helpful, then help out someone else by taking a moment to share it with another leader or creative like yourself. Now, by way of review, delegating your church's media is great for some applications, but not a good idea for areas that require certain levels of talent and skill set. So delegating specifically to a volunteer, it can work in some areas, but we've talked about how others is not a good idea. Hiring someone full-time will often result in hiring someone who is either too expensive, or too inexperienced. So today, we're going to talk about the best approach to hiring for well over 99% of churches. The best approach is this: outsource to a creative professional or team. Now, unless you are in the top 0.5% of churches that has that average weekly attendance exceeding 2,000, you really do not need to hire any in-house creatives. You may need someone to oversee and direct your media needs, but doing the work can and really should be outsourced. Now look, before I move any further, I understand this seems very self-serving and so forth. I get it. But look, we are not talking about just exclusively working with us here at Church Media HQ, though we would love the opportunity, and we'll talk more about that here in a moment. Really, the point though is, I've done this so long, and I've worked with many different people who have done this as well, and it's just very easy to arrive to the conclusion that outsourcing to someone who's not a full-time hire is often much more often than not, I should say, the best approach. So here are some cons though. Let's go ahead. Let's just get it out of the way. Here are some potential cons. The pro will work remotely. They're not going to come to your offices and work there. They're not going to clock in at 8 o'clock and leave at five. They're going to work remotely. And they're going to require more turnaround time. You're not going to be able to walk down the hall to the office and slap your demand on their desk and say, get this done today. Which, by the way, if you hire someone full-time and that's how you're approaching it, that is a surefire way to send that person packing because it will drive them and really you too absolutely crazy. Another thing is that the hourly rate may actually and will very likely come out to be more than if you were paying someone full time. So if you actually counted up their hours, then well, yeah, that offsite creative professional that you're outsourcing to, well, sure, they're getting a higher hourly rate than the full time person, but they're also providing much better quality work and so forth. So it's a investment well made. So here are some pros though. When we're talking about the cost, the overall cost is actually significantly less than hiring some full-time. I mean, think about it. When you hire someone full-time, you've got, in addition to salary, you've got benefits, you know, health insurance, and all of that stuff that comes along with actual hiring. But when you're outsourcing to someone who's, you know, essentially working as contract labor, you don't have to worry about any of that. And they're not going to be working for you full-time, so you're going to be paying them a lot less. Another pro is the excellence and quality is going to be much greater. Because again, this is that paid professional, that trained or trained professional, or someone who's genuinely good at what they do, and instead of paying them that big fat salary, hey, you're just sending them a significantly less amount, but they're producing excellence in terms of the quality. And here's another pro that a lot of people don't think about. The emotional attachment is greatly, greatly diminished. So they tend to be passionate about executing your vision rather than their vision, because they aren't necessarily involved with your church and they're not, you know, there every day, like I said, coming to an office and whatever. They're not so emotionally attached to maybe what they do. Now, this, again, none of this is 100% true for everybody, but that's often the case. They just want to ultimately make you happy. And from a business perspective, they just want to make you happy, because when the client's happy, their paychecks keep coming. You're going to keep paying them. And so oftentimes this is what you find. They are very, very passionate about executing your vision. But at the end of the day, you call the shots. They're going to give you excellent quality stuff that you like. At least they should be doing that if they're a good creative professional. So here is the bottom line. What would have required a full-time on-site position less than 10 years ago? Well, this can easily be a remote contract type of worker that you pay as needed. So what is it going to cost? Well, most freelance creatives, they're still charging by the hour with some type of minimum. So, for example, this would be a higher-end designer, but just for simple math, they would maybe design for $100 with a $100 an hour, rather, with a three-hour minimum. So this means that it's going to be a minimum cost, $300 for one project. So it doesn't matter if it takes them 30 minutes or 3 hours, they're getting paid their three-hour minimum regardless. And this is fair, and here's why. That's because when they go to start that project, there's kind of that, if you will, to them, there's a little bit of startup cost and startup energy that's required that is really the same regardless, again, of if it takes them 30 minutes or 3 hours. And I'm going to say this too. If you haven't got over the mindset of paying someone for their time versus paying someone for their product, let me help you out just a little bit here. It's not about time, because if I pay someone, if I pay someone for 3 hours of their time, well, that's okay. But what if at the end of that 3 hours, what they made is garbage? Okay, well, then doesn't matter. It's a wasted 3 hours. So I don't be one of these people who demands to see some type of hourly breakdown of all their stuff. That's just an unreasonable thing to ask for. Because most of the time, even when they're billing by the hour, yes, that's paying based on their time, but you're also paying for their product. I mean, after all, if someone can design something in 10 minutes that looks better than the guy who would have taken maybe 10 hours, who cares? It's all about the product. So you really should be willing to pay for the end product, not for the individual hourly billing, in terms of what's valuable to you is not their time. What's valuable to you is the product. On the other hand, what's valuable to them is their time. They took the time to make that, and so that needs to be valued as well. But at the end of the day, the product should be what you matter, and you should be willing to pay for good quality. So when we're talking about, so that was a graphic designer in terms of if you were going to outsource it. Somebody's custom web development or design, so they're going to build you a website maybe. That's typically some type of a $2,000 kind of startup cost. And then many times there's some type of additional ongoing billing for support, whether it's some type of monthly rate or hourly rate or something like that. Starting rates for videography for like a video project can be anywhere from $1,500 to $3,000 for like a short video. And then many times there's additional costs for, you know, more advanced editing, animation, and things like that. An up-and-coming model now for creatives is to charge a monthly retainer or subscription. And many times, this often requires some type of contract or commitment. So it's pretty common to see like a 12-month contract that comes along with these retainer type of arrangements. This is often still, many times you're paying a kind of a retainer rate, but they're often still calculating billing by the hour. They will deal you additional billing for overages. You know, remember overages like old cell phone minutes and stuff? You went over your minutes, well, you paid more. A lot of times, that's how these creatives are working. That's just something for you to understand. Now, I will tell you this, here at Church Media HQ, here's some things that we do differently than many of the other, you know, creative professionals and maybe agencies that you would work with. We're never billing by the hour. We don't do that. We're not going to give you an hourly billing. We're never going to lock you into a contract. And here's what we could do for you, if in theory you were interested. Well, we can design anything, you know, from sermon graphics to logos to multi-page brochures. We have memberships where you can get any of this just unlimited requests and revisions at our kind of our higher levels of service. This is what we do. I mean, we can just do as much for you as you want. But also at the same time, we also have entry-level rates where, hey, you say, I don't need unlimited. I just need, a couple designs a month, or maybe just one or two designs a year. We have a plan for you. So this is something, and something else that we can do, we've helped with, and we've been doing more with it in recent months, in fact, is producing podcasts. We could even produce sermon clips, video announcements, sermon bumpers. And this is all stuff that we are able to produce as well. And again, we have a membership. I am so excited about our recently expanded memberships because, again, we have the membership. We have the plan that helps the church that only needs just a handful of things any given year. And then we have plans that can expand all the way up to the church who's needing things needing lots of things, if you will, lots of deliverables on a weekly basis. And so, we turn things around quick, depending on the project. I mean, it can just be, we have turnaround that can really just be as quick as just a day or two. This is all part of what you get with Church Media HQ. We also have priority coaching available to any upgraded membership, which means you can schedule a time to talk with, it's often me, sometimes somebody else, and you can schedule as many of those calls as you want, those coaching calls to talk about your ideas, your messaging, or talk about upcoming projects. With Church Media HQ, this is what we offer. This, in terms of like, that's our paid level of service. But remember, you can just get started. If you're just looking to start, I've always been a big believer in figure out how you can start for free, and we've provided that for you. Now you can start a new design or web project completely free. There's no upfront cost required. Again, this is so easy. You just send your requirements. We deliver the designs for you to review, and you're only going to pay if you like what you see. And if you do happen to like what you see, and I have a feeling that there's a good chance you will, then you can use the code HIRE25, that's HIRE25, and you're going to get 25% off of any membership for up to 12 months. So use code HIRE25 to claim this discount. Look, I just want to encourage you. Even if nothing else, you're starting for free. Please, if you haven't started this delegation process, if you've been wanting to do this, don't hesitate. Don't hesitate any longer. Just start. Again, there's no obligation. It's free. If you don't like our work, no hard feelings. It's all good. But just start something. Take the plunge, if you will. I just want to give you that encouragement as we are headed into, at time of release, we are in the Christmas season, and we are headed into the new year. And so this is really the time that you just have to and really need to take advantage of this. Now, I will let you know that we're going to take a break from new content for the remainder of this month, but we'll be replaying a couple of this year's best episodes, might bring you some special content. So we're still going to have some content, but nothing new and fresh. That is until next year, when we will be back with all new content, series, conversations, and so forth. And until then, just remember, stay innovative, keep dreaming, and please don't ever stop creating, and I will see you next time.